But I want to start today, brethren, by asking you a question. And that is, what is the difference between being happy and having joy in your life? Is there a difference between joy and happiness? So that's what we're going to talk about today, mostly on joy. But happiness, as you probably know, is conditional. That's a conditional thing that comes and goes. If people treat you well, then you're happy. If people don't treat you well, you are unhappy. And an example of this might be a mom of 5 children. And as she was coming home from her neighbor's house, she walked into her living room and she saw her 5 children all gathered together there in the middle of the living room. They were huddled together. They were laughing. They were giggling. They were having a lot of fun. And so the mother just stepped a little closer to see what all the commotion was about. And she couldn't believe her eyes. Right there in the middle of her living room were 5 baby skunks. And so she screamed at the top of her lungs, "Children, children, run, run, run." And you know what happened? Each of the children took a little skunk and ran out the door. That's what happens. The children were happy. And happiness is circumstantial. It has to do with your circumstances at that particular point in time. It's temporary. You're happy one day, the next day you're not very happy at all. But joy, and this is what I want to key in on today. Joy, on the other hand, is not dependent on circumstances happening in your life. Joy is an inner satisfaction about something that you did, something that you know. We'll see some examples of this joy, this inner joy, in this message. You might have felt some joy after the feast by hearing all these sermons and sermonettes on the kingdom of God. But you know, the vast majority of leading headlines today on the internet, the newspaper, various magazines, TV shows are all bad news, aren't they? Most of them are bad news. There's really very little good news to report these days, except the coming kingdom of God. That's good news. But you know, most people in today's world, they don't have a clue as to what this inner joy is. And so that's what this message is about. I titled this, Keeping Joy in Your Life. So what is joy, brethren? Let's take a look at Galatians 5. Actually, you know what? We don't have time to go there. But Galatians 5, verses 22 through 25, tells us the fruit of the Spirit. And it lists them all. And one of them is joy, isn't it? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. You know that scripture very well. So this joy that I'm talking about today has got a spiritual dimension to it because it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And so joy, a person could be joyful and may not show it outwardly, like happiness, you laugh. But joy is expressed internally a lot of times. Joy is not a pie in the sky. And it doesn't come and go like happiness. But joy is an attitude that we have towards God. It's a gift from God. We could say that this inner joy is a gift from God. It's part of it through His Holy Spirit. So, which is in itself is a gift. And so let's go to, I'd like to give you 4 points on how to keep joy in your life. Point one, in order to keep joy in your life, you must rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. God is first. As a matter of fact, this word rejoice is spelled J-O-I. It's like joy. Rejoice in the Lord. Let's go to Philippians 3, if you would. Philippians 3, and then in verse 1. If you haven't had a chance, I would like for you, when you get a chance, to read Philippians, the book of Philippians. It's not very long, but it's got this word rejoice 19 times in that book. Philippians 3, in verse 1. Finally, my brethren, says Paul, rejoice in the Lord. And rejoice here means having joy in your life. And it continues here, for me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. In other words, it is to your benefit that I say these things to you. So here Paul gives us a focus on what we are to rejoice in, and that is rejoice in the Lord. That's through singing. We did some singing today. You're rejoicing. You feel happy on the inside, rejoicing in the Lord. John 16, verse 20. And Christ here, just a few hours before he was going to be beaten, crucified, relates something to us here about having this inner joy. John 16 and in verse 20, I tell you, I think Christ must have been in much agony right here when he said these words. He must have been grieved. He was a man that was well acquainted with sorrow. But look what he says here in John 16, verse 20. Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world, different from us, will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. And then he goes on to explain a little further here. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish, the sorrow. For joy that a human being has been born into the world. So even through sorrow, through pain, trials, hard times, there can be a certain inner joy that no one can really take from us. No matter what the circumstances are, there's grief, there's sorrow, there's tribulation, loss of a job, you name it. But because of that, Christ is saying, don't go into desperation because of that. Because your sorrow will be turned into joy someday. Someday. Even Paul, here in Philippians 3, verses 8 through 21, we don't have time to go there, but you may want to read the whole book of Philippians. Philippians 3, verses 8 through 21. Here's Paul. He was in chains. Shackled. He was thrown in jail and just about ready to be executed, you know what his inner joy was? Knowing Christ. The guy was just about ready to be killed. He had this. So point two, in order to keep joy in our lives, we must not let the circumstances, outside circumstances, take us away from this joy. Christ and Paul had inner joy, even though they were going through some really hard times. And who in here hasn't gone through hard times? Just about everybody. Romans 8, verse 28. You want to keep joy in your life? Keep God's commandments. Love God. Do good to others. It says here, Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. We have many songs, even that we sang today, that talk about this joy. One comes to mind that's on page 160, Mark Graham. There is joy in my heart. Remember that song? We sing it many times. Point three, keeping joy in your life involves making right decisions. And these decisions are according to God's commandments. What that does is it boosts our confidence in God. Choosing the right way helps us to abide with God. Look what Christ said here in John 15, verse 10. This is Christ. And he's saying here, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, notice this, that my joy, a man well acquainted with sorrow, had joy. My joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. So that's how important this joy is. The last point, point four, you want to retain joy in your life? Do what God says to do. Be joyful, especially at his feasts that we just partook of. I think this fruit called joy is missing in many people's lives, especially people out there. But hope it's not missing in our lives, brethren. Philippians 4, again, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, here's Paul again. Rejoice, joy, in the Lord always. You know, when we sing these songs too, we sing out. That's part of rejoicing. We really shouldn't let a canned routine be the singing for us. We need to sing from the heart. God gave us a voice. He wants to hear it. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, I say. So in summary, as true Christians, we should have a certain amount of joy in our lives, even though things aren't going very well for us. And the only way to have this joy is to nurture our relationship with God. I'd like to go and finish this message by turning to Romans 14 and in verse 7. Romans 14 and in verse 7. For the kingdom of God, see, is not eating and drinking. Is that right? Romans 14, verse 17? Or did I write down the wrong scripture?
ľudí.
The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and, notice, joy in the Holy Spirit. So today you and I can only experience maybe a small portion of this inner joy. That's all we can experience. But as we enter the kingdom of God, we will experience the inner joy full measure. Because that's what the kingdom of God is. So let's make sure that we read, number one, the book of Philippians sometime soon. And as you read it, ask God to increase your inner joy in your life.